This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hi, everybody. This is hour number two of Food for Thought. And, of course, it's all brought to you by Red Arrow Diners of Manchester, Milford, and now the brand new, I call it brand new, and I guess in the scheme of things, Manchester's, what, over 25 years old, right? That particular
I have owned
in your ownership, right?
28 years. Actually, it'll be 29 in September.
Wow, that's exciting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So I guess still by that comparison, the Londonderry store that opened almost 6 months ago is relatively new, and the distinction of their first drive-through window, making it even more convenient than ever before. Exit 5 off of 93 in Londonderry. We're also brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. Our next guest is going to tell us about a really interesting product, and it looks so good.
It does.
I haven't tried any
it's
yet.
It's junk food day. I think we can.
Well, I mean, after Una left, although I do see we do have a gluten-free variation of the Cracker Fudge Candy Company started by Marie Johnson, who is by trade a nurse, but like many people, dabbles in the kitchen, enjoys creating things, and now has a small business as a result. In fact, she has done so well with it that she provided some of her product to the ESPN Awards a couple years ago, right?
That's correct.
Right out of the chute.
Yeah.
Was it the ESPYs? Was it that?
Yep, it was the 34th Annual Sports Emmy Awards, and I have a retail store where Yanni's Pizza in Bedford on South River Road carried the product, and a local researcher found my product, tried it, thought it would be great, and invited me to be featured in 900 official sports gift bags.
How nerve-wracking was that, and how exciting was it? I mean, it seems like you got both emotions going.
I did, because I was only in Yanni's Pizza for 2 months, and I was up for probably 3, 4, 5 days between preparing and, you know, helping to pack all the bags, and then having the privilege to go there and be part of that whole experience was really cool. So, you know, with the Emmy on display there, of course, I took advantage of it and took a picture with it.
As you should.
Well, of course.
I was, you know, I'm thinking I've never even been to a dress-up New Year's Eve party, and I'm at an ESPN Awards event. It was a little
funny.
Were you
a sports fan, or were you at
No, I am.
So that you were kind of jazzed about that part of it.
Oh, yeah. I keep up on my sports. I've played sports till just, well, I still do, actually, but can't give that up, you know.
Good for you.
The mind wants to do what the body can't quite do anymore.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
And it's one of those denial things. Like, I'm still pretty thin and pretty fit and everything, but, you know, I am past 60. So, you know, I don't even try to do some of those things that I know it's just not going to, you know, I'll just regret it later.
Right.
Even though in your mind, you're still 25.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
that's
you still
true.
Are. I don't know. But
Oh, no. I've long passed 25, but that's okay. It's only a number, right?
Yeah. Right. Did you? So who are some of the sports celebrities that you had a chance to meet or sports performers that was exciting?
Well, I didn't quite meet anybody because they're kind of in their own worlds.
But the heck? You gave them cracker fudge candy?
Yeah, in these big bags that people would take the bags and they literally would, like, their whole shoulder would drop because it was so heavy. And I said, well, it is a sports Emmys, right? You should be able to bench, you know, do some bicep curls with those bags, build up those muscles.
Yeah.
But I saw Joe Namath, I saw, you know, the sports broadcasters, and I had a ticket to go in, and I was in the balcony, and being able to be behind the scenes and seeing the Emmy lying on the stage before they erected it for the actual program, I was on cloud nine for like 3 days.
Where was it that year?
It was in New York at the Jazz Center, right there downtown. And, yeah, that was just amazing. And then the next day, I was invited to, you know, go behind the scenes of the Today Show. So, yeah, I know, it was awesome. I was, like I said, I just had this plastered smile on my face. And, Yeah, I went to the Today Show, sat behind, was able to be with all the cameramen and all the TVs and everything. And they actually invited me to go on the set to watch a little bit of the show. So, you know, Coda and Kathy when
Lake.
When they were on, that was really, I was like, whoa, you
Is
know.
Is there really wine in those glasses? Because they always have wine when they're doing their little
I know. Good
segment.
Question. I didn't think to ask that. I should have asked for a sample.
Well, I was going to say, they didn't like you enough to offer you a cocktail.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's like at 11 o'clock by the time they do that part. So. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's drinking time, Carol, when 11 o'clock
hey,
rolls around.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was. My mom says all
I thought
time.
It was noon.
Is it noon? Whatever.
All right.
There you go. Change the rules, right?
Thank you.
I also have a retail store that I sell ice cream or yogurt toppings to, TCBY in Bedford.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
I was just there yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My daughter works there. And, so they've Anne, the owner.
Anne's very nice.
She's very nice. And she's supported it along the way as well. So, you know, she has my cards out. She has, you know, promoting the business and stuff.
So what do you have there again at TCBY?
Toppings. So what I do is I anything that doesn't quite make like a snack bag, I will make into toppings. So they're great, especially my healthier ones is no butter, no added sugar. They would be great in yogurt, frozen yogurt,
right.
ice cream. My kids, my daughter, my older one, happens to love what I call the ready berry, and that's dark chocolate with strawberry flavored granola, freeze-dried strawberries, and there's chia seed, flax seed in that particular one. She loves that. My other daughter loves the potassium blast, gluten-free, which is peanut butter and milk chocolate with banana chips and peanut butter granola. That one has a little bit more of the calories, but the other ones are pretty low calorie. That people can put it right in their yogurt, and you have a healthy, there's some protein, you have a little fruit, you'll have your calcium, so a whole bunch of different things. So that's
I'm digging in.
I'm ready to open one.
People are so surprised as to how yummy they are without the butter and added sugar. So if they want to try one of each, I always start them out with the one without the butter and added sugar.
Is this one at the potassium blast?
That would be correct. That's
right.
Actually the gluten-free one.
Okay.
Which, go for it.
Now, whatever gave you the idea of because obviously it's called cracker.
Right.
Cracker fudge. Is there anybody else anywhere doing? Because what made you think of Graham?
I know. I
want to
know how you
part
started
of all
this.
These,
like, what happened? What? How long ago? How did it come about? I mean, what did you do to start this?
So actually, a friend of mine came to a party and she made something similar, and I was like, wow, this is good. So whenever I went to a family party, I was not allowed to go without a plate of cracker fudge. So the original has the butter and sugar, so you are looking at more of the sweet and salty with a salted cracker, and then you have milk chocolate with toffee on top. I've been making that for probably 17 years. Came here to New Hampshire. Somebody tried it who's not even a big chocolate lover, said it was great and I should do something more with it. So I did.
So how long ago was that?
February 19th was 2 years.
2 years? And she's already doing the ESPYs. Wow.
Yeah, well, I did that, and I've actually been in the HIPPO, the union leader. I'm a member of New Hampshire Made. I actually was able to meet quite a few celebrities. The Goo Goo Dolls,
I saw that picture with Johnny Resnick.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Now, how did you run into Johnny Resnick?
Well, they had a meet and greet. At one of the concerts when they were here at the Verizon.
Did you bring some cracker fudge?
I did. And I was thankfully able to get through the door.
Yeah, Carol, you got to try some of this,
man. Yeah, I know.
And now the one, the potassium bomb, or is whatever, what's it called?
Blast. I hope it's not a bomb.
No. There's no K-O-pectate in there, is there?
No, I know, really. Then you'd really be in trouble.
But these aren't graham crackers. The base of this is, it looks like more of a cocktail cracker.
Yep, that is actually a gluten-free cracker.
Okay.
I don't know if you can tell. I'm not a big gluten-free fan, but
I can't tell by looking at it.
Right.
But, But the, I mean, the flavor of all the other stuff, you know, yeah. Is really, really good.
People love it. That and the Ready Berry are my biggest sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other, you know, the Sweet and Salty, of course, sells as well. And my different flavor s'mores that I came up with. But people love the no butter, no added sugar. The gluten-free is huge and the nut-free. So my next goal is to start to focus on the schools, because if I fall within the nutrition facts,
mm-hmm.
then I should be able to present that as a snack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've had people contact me.
You know, what this reminds me a little bit of is Barb. One of Barb's daughters is Jewish. And she does it with matzah crackers.
Yes.
Now, she hasn't added the nuts and the berries like you have, but it kind of has that same feel to it. And I'm thinking, wow, that for that particular, you know, ethnic buying group, that might be a consideration.
Absolutely. I've thought of several different avenues I would like to take. Doing it myself right now is a challenge, even to come up with new ideas, even though I have umpteen ideas. I am going to experiment with a few other ideas. I'm doing the Deerfield Fair in October.
Oh, you're buying the booth for that?
Oh, yeah.
Is it your first one?
First one.
Wow.
And they're anticipating 125,000 people to go through in 4 days. So I'm like, okay, do I have to rent a U-Haul for all my coolers?
You have no idea really how much to make.
I know.
No reference point.
Remember, I mean, not everybody's going to come to your, you know.
Right. Well, I give samples and everything, and that's what sells the product. They can't walk away without buying at least something, which is awesome.
Right.
But I don't know. So I'm just going to keep prepping. My product shelf life is at least 4 months. I recommend it being in the refrigerator just to maintain the freshness. The only reason if it's out, I would have you take it out. And I wouldn't necessarily have you leave it out, especially in this heat. Mm-hmm. Unless you like really melted chocolate, and then you're all set.
Which could be a factor at the Deerfield Fair. You're going to have contingencies, right, for that?
Well, absolutely. It's not an issue. It's not really a health issue. It's never been that kind of thing.
It's
but
just
keeping it refrigerated.
Issue.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's where my mind is kind of rolling pretty fast here to try to come up with some ideas to be able to still display. But sometimes I'll turn the product over so it's as it's melting or whatever. But I have some really good ideas to work on that. But yeah, it's definitely my mind has been rolling since I was accepted 2 months ago, writing my lists out of what I might need. And you know,
I'd recommend trying to talk to someone that, you know, some other person there, you know, there's a few fudge places, you know, and stuff, mm-hmm. and just to get an idea of what they,
volume,
you know,
and,
what their volume is.
Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I've done so many of those, and you learn over the years. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been doing those things for years, not Deerfield Fair, but just, you know, you get ready for them, and then it just doesn't happen, and then you have all this product, and, but, you know, that was like years ago. So,
well, then you should just bring whatever's left back to us.
There
well, you
know, go.
The diner's 24 hours, so for mm-hmm. us, it's not so bad. We can, you know, we kind of can go right back in. But, you know, that kind of thing, I can just, I mean, you're going to be so busy ahead of time and during.
That's like that's a 3 or 4 day fair,
right?
It's 4 days.
It's 4 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday is 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Your daughter's going to help? Your teen daughter?
I certainly hope so. I asked them to start recruiting their friends already.
She's on board.
I'll be there all day. So I would just like, you know, maybe like 15 minutes to take a quick little break.
I can imagine though that the stress, because I usually enter something in the competition every year,
mm-hmm.
and I just know I'm making just like five, you know, cookies or pieces of whatever, pound cake, but you know that's stressful enough because they mm-hmm. got to look perfect, they got to be just right, and you want yours to be perfect, but you're doing it in such humongous volumes.
Well, I'm also doing it in certain ways too. If I do a custom order, mm-hmm. people can order, say favors for weddings, bridal showers, you name it, and I can make custom labels or tags with pretty ribbon. I've done that for weddings and bridal showers. If you guys are ever having an event and you mm-hmm. want to use your logo on a label, I can certainly do that as well. When I do the actual favors, I try to get them in a nice bar look mm-hmm. as opposed to snack bags.
Kind of a bark look to this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, not everybody wants this big cracker, or if you're mm-hmm. at a party or something with this treat. For me, I used to always break them up because people just want to pick. They just want to try right. all different things, like, you know, whether it be a buffet with, you know, 10 different desserts, they're going to want to try a little bit. So, but for the favors, obviously, I want them to look professional, and they do. But the snack bags, toppings, that kind of thing is...
So right now, for people that are listening and mm-hmm. they want to have some cracker fudge, mm-hmm. where can they find it right now? Is there a place that you sell it?
I do sell it at Yanni's.
At Yanni's.
Pizza.
And where's that, Yanni's Pizza?
South River Road in Bedford.
Okay.
They've been the biggest supporter 2 months into doing it. And, you know, I'm so thankful for that because people know me now. They look for me. They look for me at farmers markets. And if I am not there for some reason, they're asking for me. Mm-hmm. I have people that know me and already know what they want and just say, you know, give me 10 bags of this. So
you're at farmers markets as well. So which ones?
Yes. When I can do it, I do Bedford Farmers Market and Merrimack Farmers Market this year.
Bedford's is tonight, right?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Merrimack tomorrow. And then, you know, I do various craft shows that come up.
Yeah.
But when I post, I did the Merrimack YMCA, which was to help to benefit the children, you know, who may not be able to participate in certain events due to financial issues. So to be able to help with that. And I had a couple of people come when they saw my post just to buy my cracker fudge. So, you know, that was pretty exciting when people know me and everything.
We should also mention that you actually produce this not in your home but at Creative Kitchens in Derry.
Nalima,
of course, who was on with us about a month or two ago. And there are a number of other people like you that have a small business using a professional and very clean environment. So there's never any question or doubt, because she actually made me put on these little surgical slippers when I walked through there. And the place was, I mean, you could eat off the floor. If a piece of cracker fudge went down on the floor, I wouldn't think twice about picking it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might, but then I have to take my gloves off and wash my hands again.
Oh, yeah. So what's it like working in that environment with other like-minded entrepreneurs?
It's a lot of fun. The people I've met there have been fabulous. We get the music going. We're kind of in our own world, but yet we'll, joke around, or we just chat, and then we see each other at the markets, which is a lot of fun. And, definitely met some nice people and acquaintances. So, yeah, we get along.
In a typical season where you're doing farmers markets on a regular basis and a few other things and Yanni's and stuff, how often do you need to go in to make enough for inventory?
At least once a week. Mm-hmm. When things, you know, there are some weeks that I have to go maybe twice a week, depending. With some of the products, when the healthier ones like the Ready Berry and the Potassium Blast, when they go, you know, they're gone. A lot of times I sell out of those. And then that's what I focus on the next time I go to the kitchen. But typically when families come up to my booth with children, I usually ask them what their favorite fruit is, because nowadays people are more health conscious, and I look at the parents and I say no butter and no added sugar, and the kids' faces are like, wow, like they are so surprised, and they don't notice that there's no butter and added sugar.
Is that what I had right there? The potassium blast, no butter and
no butter, no added sugar.
Seriously?
Yeah, peanut butter and milk
eyes.
Chocolate. I know. See? Yeah. Your mouth has dropped to the floor. Let me pick up your jaw.
Yeah, exactly.
You had the gluten-free one.
Yeah.
I do have a regular one.
Mm-hmm.
And the gluten-free, nut-free, and the regular Ready Berry, the same thing. No butter and added sugar for these. Then I have my sweet and salty. And then I have my fun little different s'mores, one with dark chocolate and strawberry with the fluff. And then I have chocolate grahams with peanut butter and fluff as
so
well.
So when Johnny Resnick calls, what does he typically order?
Yeah, right. I wish he would call. I must have seen that band about 10 times. I absolutely love them.
And then what's with you and Potsy here?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
From
Happy Days.
Yeah, I love that.
For those of you who are old enough to remember Happy Days with Ralph Melf and Potsy, I was lucky enough to meet them, and I got the happened to have my jean jacket on and given the thumbs up.
The
and
Fonzie
hey,
thumbs.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
I mean, look at him. It looks like him, too.
I know.
Who is that guy? I'm like, oh my gosh.
There you go.
So cool.
Where did you meet them, or what was the occasion for that?
I met them at Mount Washington Hotel. I was helping a friend of mine who does events. So she sets up all different types of activities based on the theme.
Yes.
Massachusetts Food Corps has their meeting up there every year. This happened to be fabulous 50s, so literally the whole place looked like Happy Days.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned gas tanks.
What was the name of the diner they used to hang out at Happy Days?
Oh, Arnold's.
Arnold's. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yep. And then, it was pretty cool. And then they were signing pictures, so I have a picture all signed. And actually, the original picture that was ever taken with the four of them, with Fonzie, Richie, and then Ralph Malf and Potsy, that was the first picture, and that's the one that they were signing and autographing.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, I honestly, whenever I meet these people, I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Like, I can't believe I'm, like, looking at these people right now, you know, because you never anticipate that kind of stuff. So, and, you know, I've gotten some other pictures with some of the, some politicians. And
I see you with Maggie Hassan.
Yep.
She's very nice.
Charlie Sherman is another one, the New Horizons. I've done a couple of those shows again to help Angie's Place for the proceeds with that. People find me. I get emails like crazy.
Good for you.
You have to be careful and filter out because there are a lot of scammers out there. A lot of people, it's unbelievable. Like when I got your email, I'm like, wow, that's really cool.
So you didn't think it was a scam right away?
No, I kind of knew your name a little.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I guess that helps a little bit.
Yeah. So,
to get them at Yanni's and
TCBY for toppings.
Okay. And that's both in Bedford, right?
That's correct. And, then I have a website that is challenging. I have been trying to work on that. My 16-year-old daughter is wonderful with that. Thank God the kids are so up on technology because they teach me quite a bit with my phone and all that as well. They do help me with like labeling and stuff like that. But the best way to contact me would be through my email. You can at least go on the website and get an idea of what I have.
Yeah, definitely. I went on your website and I thought it was
helpful.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did it, on my own, so it's not as professional as it probably should be, but it'll get there.
Well, the picture of you and Johnny Resnick is all that really matters,
there
right?
There you go. Yeah, there you go. And then I use the moose as my logo to represent New Hampshire. So,
very good.
Well, I know we're going to be divvying these up at the end of the show.
Oh, that's why I brought plenty for y'all to try.
Thank you for that. Marie Johnston, right?
Yes.
All right. Marie Johnston, founder and chief bottle washer and cook at Cracker Fudge Candy Company. She's made candy for the big shots, but she can make them for you as well. So, thank you very much. A new twist on crackers.
Yes.
Which I love that.
Crackers and fudge.
Crackers and fudge.
You know?
There you go.
And you can check her out on her website, which is crackerfudgestore.com.
Perfect.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Mike and Carol, for having me on. This is quite the honor. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And yeah, we were chatting with Marie of Cracker Fudge, and that stuff is really good.
Very tasty, and very tasty. Where possible, she eliminates unhealthy ingredients and tries to find a good balance of taste.
Yeah.
And healthier ingredients, which is very helpful.
It is. And I love her, you know, idea on not putting, you know, a lot of stuff on it to increase the calories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yes.
It's simple. It's delicious.
Yeah. And the one that doesn't have the added sugar or the butter was very flavorful, but it wasn't over the top sweet, which I think some people say, oh, that's just too sweet. That wasn't the case. I thought it had really good balance.
It did. I think it did, too.
I just want to mention something that we've been asked to talk a little bit about the plight of a young boy locally. I'm actually just reading this off the press release. I don't have any personal knowledge beyond what I just found out. The public's invited to Bryce Strong Family Fun Day and Benefit at Eagle Square Park, which is across from the State House in Concord, on August 1st, so that's a couple of weeks away, from 11 a. until 4. The event is free. However, donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. And I do believe that is a Saturday. Saturday the 1st from 11 to 4 to support 10-year-old Bryce Haynes of Concord for his battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Wildlife Encounters, voted by Parenting New Hampshire magazine as a family favorite for 2014, will be there with lots of animals all afternoon. So this is clearly great for the kids. And shows by Derek Small at noon and 3. There will also be a bouncy house, a dunk tank, face painting, music, food, and a lot more. Boxed lunches available for a suggested donation of just $15 a person. So I do think, or $40 a family. I do think it's optional, but they certainly would appreciate you helping out with $15 a person or $40 for family. There will also be silent auction and raffles. In April of 2015, 10-year-old Bryce Haynes of Concord was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, hospitalized in Concord Hospital, then moved up to CHAD, Children's Hospital of Dartmouth, where he currently receives his medical treatment. So there is nothing inexpensive than the kind of heartbreaking, treatment that he needs to receive. I love the picture of young Bryce. Looks like a happy kid, you know. And so if we can help the family at all, then, again, I want to tell you where this is at. At Eagle Square Park, across from the State House in Concord, Saturday the 1st, from 11 until 4. The event is free, but they are asking a $15 per person donation, $40 per family to get in. Animals, face painting, entertainment. It'll be a fun day, definitely family-oriented.
Fun. Hopefully the weather will work out for them, and it'll be a success. I love Eagle Park across
yes,
that way. It's very
yes.
nice. Nice
yeah.
and open.
And that part of downtown, I think, has, for the most part, or at least on the east side, has been finished for the Main Street Project, which is a two-year transformation. And it really is giving a whole new look and feel for downtown Concord, the Main Street section, from pretty much up around the State House down about a mile as you go past the CAP Center for the Arts and past the co-op and everything else. Looking great.
Yeah, it does. It does. I think we're going to go on a break because our next guest is in the green room.
Oh, good.
She is. So you're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we'll be with Julie Barron, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is 1:43 on The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL, and we are brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory-smoked, award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street in Manchester, Grasshopper's Garden Center, where the customer comes first on North River Road in New Boston, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, 5 Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come back and find your Irish side. You can find them on Facebook.
You know, we're like all over the map with our sponsors.
We are. We like that.
Hillsboro, New Boston.
There's always room for more, by the way.
Bedford. Mm-hmm. Of course there is, yeah.
Sure.
So let's welcome Julie Barron.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful.
We missed you last week, but as we were just telling you, Nikki did a great job. She did awesome. So
she's pretty amazing. We've got a wonderful staff team.
You totally do.
Just so much energy.
And you know, again, in my head, I just picture you all up there with wands in your hands.
I picture them with cracker fudge in their hands.
Well, they're going to have some cracker fudge.
There's definitely. So we had our staff retreat last Friday. And we did discover that we all have an addiction to dark chocolate, you know, kind of rose to the top of the consciousness there. But
now, what did you do for your staff retreat? Do you do this yearly or
All right. So I had everybody over at my house.
Okay.
And we did you know, several different activities to get to know each other a little bit better, because we added some team members and moved things around, and then we really looked at what our vision is for the organization, where we want to be in 5 years, and then really looked at the outcomes that we're working on to make sure that if we did this, you know, would we actually get to where we want to be? You know, so we really connected the dots, looked at some gaps, looked at some resources that we might need, and just kind of went from there. We also did a lot of thinking, because we've, the last couple of months, I've mentioned, I think, on the radio that we're doing 30 wishes in just a couple of months. So we're trying to figure out on a sanity level, how do we get to a point where, you know, we're being really consistent all year and get some of those early referrals in, so that we're not running, you know, like crazy toward the end of what is our fiscal year, which is the end of August. You know, and the fundraising time of year is more this time of year, so it all kind of collides. But there must be, you know, so if anybody out there has any ideas, there must be some things that we can do to front load that and make it a pace that we keep up all year. And then maybe we can get to the point where we're granting those 112 wishes every year.
There you go. That is really great that you do that with your employees. That, you know, it gives them team camaraderie, and, you know, just that's really good.
How long does this retreat go? Is it like just one afternoon or overnight or?
We were there from 10 to 6 on Friday. Yeah, so it was long. So you'll have to ask them how it went, because, you know, I did have them outside playing games with chalk and, you know.
Oh, just my. Fun.
Yeah,
fun.
It was fun. But,
yeah,
you know,
I bet
you
it was.
You have to
get
think
to
like
know
a kid,
on
right?
a different level the people that you work with. You know, and because we all, the beauty of it is that we all come from a different place. We've all got different ideas, different personalities. You know, I've got some staff that are really project management oriented, because we really need that, you know, as we're putting together wishes and crossing T's and dotting I's. And then I've got my idea people, and, you know, then those ones that just want to be out in the public and in front of people, you know, your sales force, so to speak, you know, your marketing people, you know, all with very different personalities. But, you know, just like anywhere else, you got to figure out how they all understand each other and really work well together. So that,
how does somebody get a job working with Make-A-Wish New Hampshire? Do you post when positions open, or?
We did. Yeah, just recently we did. And we actually did a really unusual interview process.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, I like to shake it up a little
bit. Oh, I liked that. I love that idea. That was very cool.
So what did you do?
We had, I sent out the request. We got all kinds of resumes in. And instead of doing it where you pick 5 or 6 people and you do kind of do the whole interview process like regular, we cast a wide net of about 15 or 20 resumes. And then I invited them all into a open house interview. So all the candidates knew what we were doing ahead of time. We invited them all in. About 15 of them came.
And they all showed up.
And they all showed up. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing. And then we had kind of a little open house with some food, and all the staff was there, and a couple other key leadership volunteers and meeting people. And then we all went into the conference room, and we sat around purposely so that there would be a candidate, a staff person, candidate, staff person, volunteer kind of a thing. So they all weren't sitting next to each other. And then they each had 3 minutes to answer 3 questions. And we went around the room. And then they had an opportunity to ask questions of different staff members. And it was amazing how much three people just rose right to the top immediately. And then we had some tough decisions to make from there. And I got a little feedback from some other people outside the organization. One or two people were like, well, you know, some people don't interview that well. But the positions we were looking for were people that need to be out in the community. So if they couldn't handle that, chances are they really wouldn't be able to do the role we were looking for.
So, Julie, what kind of questions did they get 3 to answer in 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Is it like, what about world peace? Is it like a Miss America type questions, big philosophical, big picture questions? Or are they more relevant to working with kids?
Yeah, a little more relevant to working with kids. Okay. I mean, one of my, you know, favorite questions to ask of a staff person is, you know, it's Friday night, you're out, and you're having dinner with some friends, and the telephone rings, and, you know, you just found out that one of our WISH kids had a medical issue. They had to land the plane, and the family is now in, you know, Kansas, and they didn't make it their destination. What do you do?
Wow.
You know, right. So the person that, you know,
that's
gets
intense.
The role is the person that mm-hmm. answers, you know, things like, you know, I find out what hospital the child is being brought to. Mm-hmm. I make sure they have food. I make sure they have dollars. I make sure they have a hotel room.
And this probably does happen from time to time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You need to know a real world response.
Yep. Care and feeding of the family first. And, you know, and then calling the destination they were supposed to get to and, you know, making sure that they know as well.
But that's so you can only ask that once, though, right? Because if you ask it again, somebody's had the chance to think
right.
about the
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, that wasn't one of the three. They were
okay.
a little bit more general, mm-hmm. not, you know, big universal questions, but a little more general about, you know, make a wish and what their thoughts were and what they thought they could bring to the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to interview people, huh?
It is.
You know, you find out how much research they did and whether it just sounds nice to work for Make-A-Wish or whether
right.
they, you know, really have a passion for our organization.
Do you think most of them did do some homework and research?
Surprisingly, a lot of them did.
Yeah.
A lot of them really
well, that's,
did.
Well, that's the new yeah. way of yeah. approaching a job interview is knowing a lot about it up front so you can be into yeah. the culture mindset right away.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you talked about it being fundraising time. So what was
yeah.
the event that you had yesterday?
We had an amazing event yesterday. Tom Hart, who owns Landmark Benefits, every year hosts two events for us, and one of them is a big golf tournament. It was at the Manchester Country Club yesterday, and it was simply amazing. I mean, each year I am more and more impressed with
nice.
Tom. I mean, he just... puts on an event that's flawless, you know, and they raise a significant amount of money for us every year, and then they do a gala in December
nice.
For us as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is, they do the work. I mean, I showed up yesterday, and I played golf. It was a really rough day. I must admit.
Well, it was hot, right?
It was hot. Yeah, it was hot.
And she lost 2 pounds, listeners.
Yeah.
You don't know Julie. Mm-hmm. I'm a little jealous.
Sure, I get the same thing, Julie, when I say, I think I dropped a couple pounds. Shut up.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. But some people are thinking that. They're thinking
that,
right.
But yeah, it was a fun day. We just kept reminding ourselves that last February, we did promise we would never complain
it's
when
true.
It got hot.
You know, isn't that so true?
Yeah.
You do
yeah.
that like all throughout the year. It's like, it's funny.
Doing golf tournaments is, well, of course you didn't have to, you just got somebody that does it, but there are so many golf tournaments now and a lot of celebrity golf tournaments. I think it's very competitive and I would think it's a big challenge to get the kind of dollars you need when so many people are asking the people, you know, the deep pockets, mm-hmm. like I assume you did, to come out and golf.
Amazingly, there are about 6 golf tournaments that benefit Make-A-Wish that different people do out in the community. And we generally do pretty well because they're ones that have been established and they're in a niche, you know, because this is a group of people that are putting, you know, that are putting on a golf tournament for
and
us.
And they probably get a lot of repeat
so
people
they get a lot
from
of
year
repeat
after year.
People if they're fun and, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I notice more and more every year. But
yeah.
I think, you know, golf is kind of... you know, raising a little bit, I think, lately. I don't
yeah,
know. But there's
it
been,
is.
Yeah.
You hear
more
about it. And, you know, when I met my boyfriend, Daryl, it's been almost a year and a half, and he's a major golfer. And I'm like, I better learn this game. So last year I took lessons in golf, but I'm not good. I'm not
yeah.
good, and I don't really care for it too much.
It's tedious.
I said yeah. that I'll go with you, and I'll drive the cart. So, but I do have my own golf clubs and, you know, and we'll go to the range. I like that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's fun. But on the
yeah,
course.
You know, some people don't get the bite right away. Well, it was interesting because I started about 3 years ago. And last year, all of a sudden, I realized all the strategies that's in the game. And now it's fun. You know, because she's like, okay, last time I hit it on this side of the green and it didn't roll the way I wanted it to, so I've got to think ahead. And if I hit it here, the next time, you know, so it's
yeah, it
very
is a
strategic.
Lot of that. Because when you think yeah. about it, I mean, and you're right. I mean, before I took some lessons, you know, I'm like, this is like the craziest game. How are you going to get that ball into that stupid hole? I mean, it's just crazy to me. But well, you're right.
I think it is the only sport that you hit the ball and chase it yourself, right? I don't know if there's another too.
Good point. Yeah, other than croquet.
And you know, when I went and played, we went with another couple. That was my first time on a course. And, of course, I'm the worst one. So I'm the one playing
They're all waiting
the
for you, right? Ready to tee
I'm
off.
I'm playing the most.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it takes me five times. It takes them once or twice to get to the hole. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this isn't for me.
You must have done like a nice dinner and everything, right? Because typically in raffles and all that kind of stuff.
It's a wonderful dinner. We had
Manchester
a
Country
auction.
Club is a great host place, aren't
they?
They
did a really nice job. I was totally impressed. Last year we didn't have it there. You know, Tom had it at a different location. And so this was the first year at Manchester. And they rolled out the red carpet. They really, really did
a nice
job.
Place.
They want
very
you
nice.
Back.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And so the gala is going to be there.
It is
at the holidays as well. So that'll be
before we run out of time. Any other fundraising events that maybe you can share?
Yeah, I was all excited to come down and tell everybody about the rafting event that's going on in August.
That.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and anyone can go to our website. No, it's actually in Meredith.
Oh,
at the park right in Meredith
Gosstown?
Up north.
That's weird.
And so we have 10 teams recruited, but there's always room for more. And the teams have to have a member of their team out on the raft for 44 hours. And so it's just an amazingly great time. So it's right in Meredith Bay, you know, and we have little boats that take you out and you're on your raft. And,
how
you know,
cool
so the more team
that,
members
huh?
you have, the less amount of time you have to spend on the raft. And then everybody gets pledges and raises money. And we're going to do the same thing that we did at the breakfast. So this is a sneak preview.
Oh, a big reveal?
Oh.
Going to have to do a big reveal.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
That was so something. That
so
was
we're,
very
we're
cool.
We're going to have another wish that we're going to bring to life right there. And, you know, we're talking
very
about,
cool.
you know, how we whisk them away. And Marine Patrol is already on board.
Cool. Well, time is up, sadly.
Julie Barron, Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. Check them out on the web at nh.wish.org. And up next is Kale and Company. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.